Well, hello, I'm Bob Dendry, this is Boring Guy Plays, and welcome back to City Skylines 2, where we are building Azure Delta. So I want to start off over here in our downtown CBD type area, because I want to do something that we talked about doing quite a while back, but sort of just didn't get it really around to it. And that is building our town hall and our really sort of showpiece type buildings in this town. So I mentioned that I thought this small island here might make a good choice for where we get those buildings in, and I still believe that's the case. We've got a lot of planning permits, so let's get some purchased. It looks like we're going to need 5. Yep. And let's get those purchased, as we have just done. And yeah, we really need to, I think, sort of decide how we're going to lay this out. I'm not liking that this isn't completely filled out yet. Obviously, part of the reason for that is that a lot of this is zoned as office and high density residential, which we don't have a heap of demand for. We could remove some of the residential zoning and replace it with commercial, which I might just do to start off here. And we'll just get rid of some of it. It probably does make a little bit more sense for this to be commercial. And yeah, we've actually got quite a few blocks that are not zoned at all. So hopefully we can start to get those to fill out. And we're seeing a little bit of development now. But yeah, it's time to get our town hall purchased, which is going to be over here. So we do need to unlock another progression node. Central bank as well might be interesting to have in this area. So let's pop over to our progression tab and let's make those changes. So city hall will unlock that. Central bank will unlock that as well. And I did see before tourist attractions, which I think would be a good idea to get in there as well. That does use up quite a large chunk of our progression points, but we do still have some. So we've got the opportunity, if there's anything that sort of pops up that we think might be a good idea, potentially subway we might look at, but we've still got some points left that we can absolutely spend there. Yeah, City Hall. I think this is the sort of the big ticket building, and I would love to have it centered on our sort of main street being Beach Street there, and have that sort of come in and sort of terminate right at the city hall, and the roads make their way around that. We might have a bit of a park type area. Unfortunately, we don't have park areas in this game like we did in the original City Skylines, which is one of the things that I don't like. Potentially they could be on their way as an eventual DLC or an upgrade. Hopefully, at the moment we just need to make do with what we've got. I'll try and keep this fairly level if we can. Maybe. Yeah, like so. That's very low bridge. In fact, I don't like that. I think we would like to have it a little bit higher. Where did our street go? It's over here. Just lost it for a second there. All right, what about now? That looks like it's a little bit flatter. And also a little bit higher as well, which is what we want to see. From there, I think we want to try and keep this not as raised sections like that. So that's what we don't want. So we might need to do a little bit of terraforming to get it into a good sort of position. As you can see, we do have some contours. They're not terrible, but I think we'd like to try and keep this reasonably flat, or at least have a reasonably flat pad where our city hall is going to go. So something like that, and we can then smooth it out once we get further. Might need to have it actually lift up a little bit further. What about if we have it this high? It looks as though that's still going in as a bridge, which is annoying. We don't want that. Maybe if we go in the other direction, it might be a little bit better. Okay. We could potentially have some sort of bridging here, like a road going underneath. Maybe. I'm just seeing. I want to see if we can get this. Nice. Which we're not really doing right now. We are struggling a little bit. Okay, there we go. Perfect. I think going to there is pretty good. And then what we'll do, we'll build our T. And so City Hall will sit on this road here. Try and get that nice and central. Not quite central, is it? We might need to turn off some of the snapping to get that to work. Oh, we've got very limited snapping actually, don't we? About now. It's actually we're actually snapping or using the wrong part of the building anyway. So turn you around, and if we can get you centralized there. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Oh, hang on. We got some moose, some elk that we've sadly kicked out of the area. I do apologize for that. Didn't realize we were going to be kicking out the wildlife, but we are. It's the cost of progress, isn't it? Now, I want to try and gradually smooth out the rest of the terrain here. Potentially, it would be good to have the same length coming out in this direction. So we might need to flatten a little bit more in this direction, and then we should be good, I think. So we've got, I don't know how long that is. Around about 136 meters. We're going from there. Does that seem right? More or less. Hang on. And 20 meters. 120 meters, perfect. All right, excellent. And then we will have this sort of branch around the back of our city hall. And we'll sort of have our grounds set up. Like so. So we don't want any buildings placed in this area. Well, hey. So the elk are making their way to City Hall to complain about us building on their land. I mean, I have to give them props for following the correct procedures to make their complaint, but yeah, I don't think, unfortunately, those complaints are going to be listened to. Now, one thing I did notice, we've got like an old medieval castle ruins over here, and we also have somewhere here, I believe it's under tourist, medieval castle, and we can have like a restored medieval castle there. So that's actually really interesting. And we could sort of remove the, potentially, the old ruin, or it might even just leave it there, but also get a new sort of building here, a little bit off grid, I guess. But that will hopefully attract some people into this area of town. And yeah, I think I will actually remove that just so we can reuse some of that land. Now we should now be able to do a bit of softening around the place. Now that we've got sort of the basic design, I probably want to pull this out a little bit further though, and then soften from there. This could actually be a challenge to grid properly because it's not particularly flat. You've got a fair bit of flat land over on this side, but certainly over this side, it's a little bit more hilly, but I'm confident. Looks like we've got a small car park over here as well. So what we might do is set up a small, the narrow, I was going to say we could set this up, but that doesn't allow pedestrian traffic. So we'll need to use the regular road. And hopefully we can sort of twist this around, join up there. Okay. Yeah, not too bad. And looks like we've got pedestrian access required over here, which is fine. We can set up just a path to go in that direction. I'm thinking we might maybe set that up to sort of join up over here or so. Make its way past the entrances and we can have it join up with our road as well. So we've got a nice little pedestrian crossing there as well. I actually think this castle is a really impressive building, so hopefully we'll see citizens and tourists wandering around the grounds of it having a look, because I think it is actually really, really cool. And see, we've got some cool sort of details in here, like there's some food trucks that are set up inside. And it's sort of got like the modern, additions to the castle in there, so really cool. We, of course, do need to set up some further access points here, because we don't want this to be a single sort of road making its way in. That's probably a recipe for disaster, to be honest. We've got a couple of options because we're fairly regularly gridded over here. We can probably just feed in part of the grid onto either end of this road here. We don't want it to be too low. Actually, that might be okay. Oh, it's a very, very steep street, isn't it? That's like a San Francisco type street there. I think it could be okay. Actually, do we have a better bridge for this? I wonder if we could unlock that and upgrade that bridge so it looks a little bit more sort of nice and regal. Let's have a look. What have we got here? So we've only got 5 progression points left, so we need to keep that in mind. Grand Bridge, yeah, is not going to happen. but we can just get a arch bridge. Right, maybe. No, doesn't like it. That's okay. That's fine. I'm sure we could get this set up though, couldn't we? No, it seems like you can't place these too low in the water, which, to be honest, probably makes sense. They'll just start complaining about, I think, colliding with the water, I think. That's what I'm thinking they are anyway. that should be fine. But we've got a fire raging over in the distance as well, so we need to keep an eye on that. And then I think we should pretty much just be able to hook this in over there. So we've got 2 connection points. It would be nice to have one on the other side, but I'm not sure where it would fit. I actually don't like that at all. I've changed my mind. We want to keep this level if we can. Or as level as possible anyway. That looks good. Yeah, that's much nicer. Doesn't look like we've got anyone making their way to City Hall right now. Oh, and we've got some other options as well we can get in there. Very cool. I'm just having a look. What else could we potentially get on this island? Definitely we can get the central bank on, but I don't know if we could actually fit it. Because I would like to have a train station over here as well. So we need to be keeping room available for that. In fact, it's probably going to be a good idea for us just to place it down. And that will become our, more or less, our central sort of station there. There's some weird sort of off-grid stuff happening here, and honestly, I'm okay with it. I think it's pretty nice. This still should hopefully allow a reasonable amount of area that we can be using to fill in with some, maybe some more unique type buildings. Like I'm noticing this nice office building here. Which looks like it might be like law offices or something like that. If we can get that in, I think that's actually a nice little office there. Nothing else really fits in here. I don't think our muscle car garage or auto center really makes sense. Villa City, maybe. Especially if we sort of put it alongside the old castle. It sort of makes sense there, actually. Because this would be a slightly older part of the city as well. So for the purposes of like planning, we would probably be having mostly low rise type buildings here. Let's get a zone set up for this. And we're going to call this the town hall area. We could potentially look to get roadside parking in here. Keep it reasonably cheap, at least for the moment. And that should hopefully encourage people to take public transport, though we of course need to fix some of our public transport links because, well, there's no public transport at all right now. So definitely we'll need to look at that. And I just want to have a look, just see if there's anything else we could potentially get in here. But we've also got obviously a lot of options in terms of tourist destinations, not the observation tower. That's a bit ridiculous. The bronze statue maybe could fit somewhere. But yeah, well, obviously I think we need to get a lot of parks and stuff like that in this area. When they say large plaza, they really mean it. That's massive. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to join up these three lines to our train station over here. This will become the new terminus to the line. I don't think we will have the line continue in any direction, but we probably could sneak it in here if we wanted to. But certainly, I think a subway interface will be a good thing to add on here eventually. But I think we will sort of fully upgrade this with everything we've got available, because this is going to be our main station for the city. Okay, that's a bit of a weird connection. Let's try that one again. We want to maybe try and get this a bit higher, don't we? Okay, a little bit nicer. Oh, this is not going well. Potentially, we want to try and have our bridges nice and straight and parallel. That might be a little bit better. All right, how are we going to go with this now? I feel like this is definitely not going to end well. That's actually not terrible. It could be a lot worse. I think we're okay. It's not the best design. It would be great to have a proper parallel tool like we're used to in the original City Skylines, or with mods anyway. But I think this is pretty good, and we should be able to hopefully get some crossovers and stuff in. Maybe not. Actually. Yeah, I mean, sort of. It's not great, is it? Don't like it. We smooth this out. Maybe we can get it to work. Maybe not. Could just have a two-way track, couldn't we? No, let's not do that. There would, of course, be somewhere where the trains can to make their connections between lines, but I think we might just need to leave it for the moment. I don't think it's going to work with the tools we've got available for us. But certainly we can fix up all of our lines so they go into the city. This is the line we're looking at now, isn't it? Yeah. I'm also going to rename this line. So where does this go to? I've lost my mouse as well. There it is. Goes to Farringdon. Okay, next one is train line 2. We'll do the same here. And where does this one go? Terminates here. Okay, actually, this brings up something I wanted to look at changing. I wanted to make this line, which is pretty much a suburban type line, I wanted to change it over to be a bit of a city circle type line, because it's suburban, so there's no reason it can't loop all the way back around and into the city via this new line that we built last week. So we might do that. I don't know why there's a cargo train going in that direction though. That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Interesting. Okay, so we'll pause the game and we will grab this line and drag it all the way into, well, can we not? Does it not want to drag into there? It will drag there. It will drag there as well. Okay, perfect. We can add stops at all these stations that it's passing through. Might add a second set of tracks here as well. If we can. We can. It's not the nicest, but it works. It looks like we are potentially hitting a pylon there, right? Yeah, we are. And may as well connect this pair up as well. That's just going to allow us to shut up the warnings when we add additional platforms there. So that's fine. We will replace the bit of road we just removed. Hopefully we can do that anyway. Apparently not. Okay, no, that appears to have worked. Okay, perfect. So returning to this, we will try and grab this green line. Of course, we're going to have issues. So we'll turn off everything except the green line. Okay. Lovely. So we've got our city circle line set up, and we're going to rename it to say that as well. All right. What's next? Train line one, where does that one go? I don't know. Where does train line one go? This is the through line, isn't it? Yep. Okay. So we don't need to do anything with that. I might just give it a proper name. Either Rogat to... Where's it going? Rogat to Farringdon line. Next, we've got train line three. Which is going where exactly? I think that's going to Rogat as well, isn't it? Yep. We'll just call it the Rogat line. And finally, train line five. What line is that? Okay, this is also the Rogat line. This is Rogat via Kookaburra Hills. Okay, right. I understand now. And where's the other one going via? This is Sunrise Springs. Cool. So they should all be working now. I just want to make sure that everyone has their own platform over here, which they do. Okay, perfect. So we should be able to unpause now and things should start flowing how we would hopefully expect them to. Yeah, I don't know why we've got cargo trains here. There's no purpose for you coming in this direction. Strange. Okay, apparently it's using the passenger station as a bit of a turnaround. I don't think we can do anything about that right now. We can't restrict access to passenger trains. We might just need to grin and bear that, at least on the short term. But yeah, a little bit disappointing that they're doing that. Question is, what else can we do around our city hall area? I do see we've got some people making their way across. A lot of dogs. This is a very popular dog city hall, apparently, if you believe what you can see here. But it's good. Dogs are cool. We could potentially have a walking path going under the bridge, maybe. Ooh. Okay, we've unlocked another unique factory, which is cool. We'll definitely have to have a look at that. How's our reception over here? It's actually pretty terrible, isn't it? Because we're using the older style telecom towers. So we potentially could get a new one in over here, which will cover most of the area. Might be able to stick it in around here. I don't, no, that probably is a bit offensive, isn't it? I was going to say, I don't think that's that offensive, but no, it definitely would be. We might just need to stick one in over here, which increases the coverage, yeah, quite a lot. So we might even be able to remove these smaller towers. Where's the other one? Over here. People are saying thumbs down, but I think you're going to be okay. Your coverage is, like, good. We can, like, get one up on top of a mountain here. It'll be fantastic, but I don't think we've got really anywhere where we could get that. We do still have massive demand for commercial, so I think we might continue converting these so any unbuilt areas over here to high-density commercial. We might even see... Ah, crap. What was that? I don't know what that was. Maybe it was low-density commercial. I don't know. Maybe it was office. Oh, well. I didn't notice anything was built there, though. So, my bad. Yeah. All of these zoned areas that aren't developed, I think we'll start to convert those over. I don't think there should be an issue with that. We might even need to add a little bit more grid to this area as well. We are actually seeing quite a few customers coming in for our train services, which is good to see. I didn't think there'd be massive demand because there's nothing really over here right now and there's no other public transport links. But if we look over, we've got, what, 68 passengers waiting. How many are waiting over here? Well, 367 over here. 112. I mean, okay, the numbers aren't massive, but it's certainly more than I expected. This might be a good place for some mixed use, maybe. Let's pop over to where we've got mixed use, which is over here, and see what those buildings look like. They're, yeah, fairly utilitarian, actually, aren't they? Which may not fit with the vibe we've got going over. Not over there, over there. So maybe not. I think we can certainly get a small smattering of low density commercial though. Probably no housing in this area though. Yeah, so we've certainly got a little bit of grid now that we can use, but I don't know what we're going to do. I think we might, yeah, get a few little bits of low density. We might get a couple of blocks of mixed use. I don't think there's really a problem with that. But we just don't want to, I think, overwhelm, I guess, the look of the area here. Maybe a tiny bit of row housing as well. And hopefully that doesn't look terrible. Because it definitely could. We're starting to have quite a bit of traffic backing up now coming into our city. As you can see on our new road that we built last episode, we're coming, you know, across the river pretty much. Yeah, I mean, it's looking very, very busy indeed. In the other direction, I think we're backed up way back onto our motorway again. Oh, man. It could just be like a peak hour or something like that, but this doesn't look good. And we've also got buses, I think, that are struggling a little bit to get on. Wow. Look at that demand. That's massive. I'm actually a little bit surprised. 111 passengers waiting. What about in the other direction? Even more. That's actually a real surprise for me. Because this bus doesn't even go that much further. It only goes to the train station, then turns around. So that's interesting. It looks like we've had a couple of car accidents as well, which may be... Wow, you crashed your motorcycle into the primary school. I don't like that. That's not really fantastic. That's not an ideal position to have crashed your motorbike. Yeah. It would be interesting to see how much, if any, of this traffic is going through and how much is going into the city. I don't know if we have like routes. We don't, do we? Like destinations or something. Sadly, we do not, because it would have been, yeah, I think an interesting comparison, because we could look to get a motorway link sort of through or under our city, a bit of a cross city tunnel type situation, but we just don't know if that's what we actually need or not. Definitely, though, I think the situation with high amounts of traffic can be solved with better public transport. We've converted our suburban line to a city circle, so hopefully that should get people moving who potentially were wanting to move in the opposite direction of where we were sending that train, but I don't know whether or not that's going to be a massive improvement. It looks like our town hall sort of precinct is looking okay. These buildings, they don't completely destroy the look of it, but they don't completely fit in either. Definitely, I think these terraces, they look really cool. But this low density commercial didn't really work out because it's pretty much all like petrol stations and stuff like that, which is not really what we want in here. But oh well, is what it is, right? I've just noticed we've got a massive demand for office now, which we didn't before. So maybe de-zoning all that office wasn't actually that great an idea. I think we can fit some in though. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, look at this. Our trams are holding up traffic significantly, which we could try and discourage through traffic here. Potentially make this section. Can we make it a bus road but allow trams as well? Because I don't know. These are people who are just rat running to try and avoid the main road, so I don't know if it's actually that good a connection we can make. I just don't know if making this a bus lane will remove the tracks or not. It looks like it won't, so I'm actually tempted to do this. Let's see how it goes. Everyone's gone a bit crazy trying to get out of there, but I think hopefully it'll work. That should discourage this rat run activity and should hopefully get people actually going where they need to go. I think though it would be great to get a tram connection down this main street. I know originally we weren't planning on doing that, but it could definitely take you from you know, a train station to one of these sort of buildings in the middle, something like that. I don't know why we've got so much medium density. I suppose it makes sense that past this area, it might start to drop to medium. So we might be able to zone a fair bit in what is currently not land we own, but we could start to get some activity happening around here. Let's see what we can do. So as you can see from our demand panel, we've got quite a large amount of medium density residential demand and also a bit of office as well. And I think where might be a good sort of place that we could look at getting some medium density would be on the other side of our rail line here, extending Thornton Street into this area and purchasing a few squares. And that probably this rail line makes a nice natural separator between the real high density, central business sort of activities and what is now becoming the sort of outer CBD, where it's still fairly built up, but it's not your skyscraper type uses. So let's get a few more tiles purchased. I'm thinking we could literally just purchase this whole thing and maybe even purchase a bit of a T to allow us to make a straight through connection there as well. Why not? And yeah, then we can start to grid out this, or a bit of this area. Probably not going to do too much right now. And hopefully that should maybe release a little bit of pressure on the CBD, but it might even just, but it could potentially just lead to more traffic. So I'll need to be careful and try and make this a nice thoughtful expansion. Let's get this down to the ground. And that can just continue on for a little bit. And then we can start to grid out this area. Noticing some weird stuff happening there. Someone forgot to fill in the gap. can we just rebuild that? Will that fix it up? Potentially. Yeah, it looks a bit better now. Alrighty, so we're going to build some pedestrian connections by utilizing this railway station. I did actually try and build some pedestrian connections over here in Kookaburra Hills, which I think we ended up getting, but they weren't ideal. They're a bit ugly. I ended up just skipping building them in the last video because it took so much time and it didn't look any good. So hopefully we can make this a little bit nicer. It's not looking great so far. But you never know, do you? Strangely enough, I can build straight through like this, but if I try and tunnel, it becomes an issue. We can maybe fix this though by just making this road a little bit longer, and then we can see where the grid will actually work. Went a wee bit too far. But we can connect up there, I think, though it's not connected right now. Okay, we've got a connection over there, and we might try and do a similar thing over here. Might not have any luck there, though. Maybe the one connection's fine. So we can start to grid out a little bit of this area then. Might be able to punch this through. Yes, we can. Excellent. Okay. That is good. It would be great to have another connection over here somewhere. But I don't know if we can make it work. Oh, hang on. That's not straight at all. little bit better. I do want to reserve this area for a future motorway connection, I think. I mentioned a cross-city motorway may be something we can look at to try and ease some of this traffic. I don't want to do that right now, but I think it's an important link to have available to us. I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to make the connection there. I think it's okay. I don't think it'll be a massive... Hopefully not. Hang on. Shouldn't be a massive drain on the road capacity, but we can make some... I think to reduce the possible congestion here, we'll allow only a left turn out, and we will remove the right turn from our outgoing road. And that should allow us to disable traffic lights as well. And do we have stop signs there? No, we've got giveaway. Cool. So that is hopefully going to limit the damage we can do there. But yeah, I think it's time to get in our light rail connection down Thornton Street. So that actually removes, it looks like. So, okay. What's it going to be like if we expand this road? We can try and center it. It's actually going to remove at least some buildings. I think it might be just something that we need to do here. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. Can we get a cool building or a cool bridge in here? Maybe not. Distance is too short, apparently. The Golden Gate Bridge? I don't think so. Okay, so no one's happy, obviously, because we've removed so many buildings. But I'm hopeful they'll forgive us. Now, let's get those tram tracks in. And then the loop will be shared. Cool. All right. So we've got our new, brand new expanded, probably overbuilt main road. But I think it makes sense. And having the dedicated lanes for the trams, I think is really going to help with prioritizing the public service. Who's using a rat? Who's doing a rat run? What is happening? Why are we doing this? Is it because we have no right turn here? No, we've got plenty of right turns there. Well, hopefully that fixes itself up, because I'm not liking that movement. Before we actually get our tram running, we should probably actually get some residential in here, shouldn't we? There's actually demand for it. So we'll get a few blocks. Oh, got a nice signature apartment building. I'm actually going to dezone that as residential because we want to continue having this as... I think commercial type uses and bit of office as well. And we might get a little bit of high density business over here. Just a small little bit of it, not a massive amount. And we could maybe get a bit of low density office on the main road as well. We still do need to set up a loop for this, because I don't think you can have the tram just turn around and go back. I don't think the game is actually set up for that. So we'll need to set up a bit of a loop. Like so. We've lost some zoning there, apparently. I don't know. Oh, that's... Yeah, never mind. Carry on. Okay, so this area is immediately shooting up with medium density residential, which was probably expected because we had a lot of demand. And now let's get a tram line set up from this area here, as yet unnamed. So we might actually give it a name as well while we're here. Elizabeth Glen. Why not? Let's just leave it with that. And yeah, I'm hopeful people will use this to get to the station. I'm not seeing anyone using it as of yet. But yeah, fingers crossed. Alrighty, so let's get the line set up. So I think I do want to stop at the station, if we can. No, we need to get the actual stops down, of course. Probably want it on the other side of the road. Is that still maintaining? Yeah, perfect. That still maintains two lanes. I think we want to keep this nice and close together in terms of the stops. Though apparently stops don't want to place there. Potentially if we pull it back a tiny bit, we might be able to get them in. Okay, perfect. So the stops we need to just pull back from the intersection just a tiny bit. All right, so we should be now good to get the tram actually running. Beautiful. So we've got our new tram route, which will hopefully get some people moving from Elizabeth Glen into the city should they need to go there. And hopefully will mean that we don't break this area with more traffic. We're already starting to see a few people waiting. Not a massive number, but there are people waiting to hop on these trams, which is good because I've literally just laid down the line. I haven't waited any time at all before I started having a look here. Looks like we need some more trams though. So I wonder if we can fit in another shed there, which we can. Excellent. I think we might actually get another connection through to our CBD, and I've been thinking about where we could potentially do that. We've got this old school sort of, I don't know, winding almost farm road here, and we could connect that up to Thornton Street and maybe have that actually join up with Highland Street over here. I think it probably makes sense, and I don't think we'll need to purchase too many planning permits. In fact, we can probably just use the rest of our permits and just purchase all of this area here. It'll allow us to hopefully start to fill in this area with, you know, residential or whatever else our city needs. So yeah, that's purchased, and we will make the connection there. So we'll be going down to a 4-lane road here rather than the 6-lane we've been running. And can we join up there? We can. Looks a bit silly. Ooh, we got a slope too steep error. So we might need to slightly change the alignment we're going for here. Or maybe even completely change it, because it looks like going that way is maybe not going to completely work. Yeah, that is actually quite a steep slope, isn't it? I didn't actually recognize how steep it was. is what it is. She'll be right. And then we should be able to pretty much head along over here, make our way over or under the train line. I'm thinking probably over. That didn't actually go over it at all. My bad. Okay, there we go. So we've got a secondary road connection. That's massive grade, actually. Absolutely massive. So it'll be interesting how it looks with probably a heap of cars coming down. But it is what it is, isn't it? I think maybe we've got a problem with the stops I set up. Potentially they're too close to the intersections, because they're causing some really weird behavior with our trams. So we might see if we can fix that, pull those stops back a little bit. Alright, so let's see if the trams start to behave a little bit nicer now that we've done that. It looks like they're looking a little bit better now. Maybe. Still some weird stuff like this happening. No, I think it's looking a lot better. Well, I think that is going to be about all we have time for in this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Probably wasn't my favorite build we've done so far. There was a little bit of sort of messing around to get stuff to work, but yeah, hopefully you got some enjoyment out of it. If you did, please give the video a like, subscribe to the channel, and ring that notification bell so you get a ding to your device the next time I post a video. You can find links to my social media in the description, so please jump on there, like, follow, subscribe, do all that wonderful stuff. Big shout out to my Founders Club patron, Caleb. Caleb, thank you so much for helping to make this content possible. If you want to help out at home, you can do so by popping on to patreon.com/BobDendry, by joining as a member of my YouTube, or just give a super thanks to this video if you want to give a one-off thanks for the content. But until next time, I'm Bob Dendry. This is City Skylines 2. Thank you so much for watching. And goodbye.